wake up crew in the morning.
Who are these people?
And classic rock all day.
Exactly.
Your company is evil.
What? Rock 103.
Turn up the radio, autograph Rock 103, rock103.com on this Monday. Hi there, we're Dennis and Rick. How's it going?
Turn it up and tear off the knob.
Or something like that.
Well, the Saints almost did it yesterday. That was pretty great.
Yeah, they're still playing well. I mean,
yeah. Well, one turnover away from that game being tied and going into overtime against the hapless Steelers and all the Steelers fans. I was in a Steelers bar wearing my Saints jersey.
Sure.
All the Steelers fans. They're a classy outfit.
Especially when you're wearing a Saints jersey.
Yeah. And they were shooting for to go 3-6, I guess, or is it, it was, are they now 3-6 or 3-5? 3-6, yeah, they were just a chanting Steelers chant as they were going to 3-6. I'll take our 6-3 that the Saints have. Thanks, you classy, classy Steelers fans.
Well, it was still, it's amusing to watch nonetheless. I mean, we're starting to get into the real nut cutting, if you will.
Oh, it's getting there. We'll have Sandy here to talk about sports here in a little while.
Oh,
and Saturday, I was, the wife and I were at the house, and the wife, Janet, she was staining this screen thing that we're going to be using for your wedding. And I was out on my driveway. With a pressure washer I had borrowed from a friend of mine, a friend of ours, pressure washing off the driveway. A surprisingly exhausting chore.
But it's a rather satisfying thing because you get instant gratification.
Very satisfying, absolutely. But pressure washing that off so we can put up the tent for people to smoke at your wedding. And
apparently I am getting married.
I'm out back and I hear somebody yell Janet's name and I come out front. And there's Rick and Josephine sitting in this jalopy that you've been tinkering with.
Yeah.
Like, what have you been, and you literally, I think you literally said, yeah, I've been working on it all weekend. What have you guys been doing? Nothing. Just trying to get the place in shape for your wedding.
Well, you know, as I've often said around the house and with you around, is there anything you want me to do? What should I do?
Well, I'm not going to have you come over and pressure wash my driveway or dust.
I think Josephine's scared to death of whatever decision I'll make between now and the fateful day.
What decision about what? You're not going to be allowed to make any decisions.
That's the whole point. So she's like,
you've been kept completely out of this thing. I know a lot more about your wedding
yes,
than you
we
do.
Do. I think we all do.
Yeah, well, Lutzo, of course, is producing it. So she knows a lot more about it.
Yeah, we actually got Lutzo to produce the thing. And
I want to run around during the wedding with like a little headset and look
at a clipboard.
Yeah, absolutely. I already have the glasses looked down. So.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got some new glasses over the weekend.
They look so similar.
No, these are not.
Oh, thank God.
They're identical.
Because otherwise, well, you could have just set that money on fire.
I got cute little pink ones this time.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, apparently there's a wedding in my future. And,
right around the corner, brother.
I've got family coming in.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an amusing moment.
It's going to be
tomorrow at Club 152.
Yeah.
Come on down.
In lieu of the facts segment.
And for the honeymoon, it's Journey and Def Leppard.
Hell yeah, you can't beat that. That's every girl's dream honeymoon. Every girl
in the back of the room.
They're a little kid. They just think, if I can just have Def Leppard and Journey, or both.
Yeah. And then you can see them, you know, demolish the Mid-South Coliseum afterwards.
Well, no, they're not.
Make sure and park your jalopy a good way away from it.
Oh, yeah, that's Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And that. Yeah. Did you hear how that went? I didn't.
Spectacular. Best show they've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, downtown, FedEx Forum. To get you ready for it, we're hosting a pre-party. Club 152. This broadcast live 24 hours from now.
And hopefully some members, the ones remaining. Of Def Jeopard or a Def Leppard or Journey will or Def Jeopard or Learning. One of those bands will come by and say hi and meet and greet.
Not a chance in hell. But what we do have is a chance for you to get a tan.
Yep. Not just a chance, man.
A tan.
You show up, you get a tan.
And let me just say this. I myself laid in a tanning bed over the weekend at Tan and Go and it was great.
Yeah.
It's an altogether satisfying experience.
It really was.
Live music at 6 with Memphis Jones and the Goods.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big time. We'll also have tickets to this this big show down there.
We're giving them away.
Club 152 with Miller Lite, Tan and Go, and Rock 103.